In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters, on this third Sunday of Ordinary Time, the Church offers us these beautiful readings that I believe hold a message that's very personal and clear for each one of us. There's a message here about repentance, coming away from sin and back to God. There's a message about who God is, a loving Father who doesn't want his children to be lost, but saved. And then the message about a calling, a vocation, to share that message of the gospel, the love of God, the Father, the merciful Father, with the world. In the very first reading, we've got this prophet Jonah. Now here, we already get to where Jonah's going into the city to preach to them, hey, repent or you're going to be destroyed. But if you recall, Jonah didn't want to do that at first. He was called by God to go give this message so that he could save this people. And Jonah didn't go where God wanted. He went the other way. Got on a boat and said, I'm out of here. And then we all know the story. He's thrown over and the whale picks him up and spits him back out because he probably tasted pretty bad. And Jonah finally decides, all right, Lord, I'll do what you want. So Jonah himself has to repent and believe in order to do what the Lord wants him to do. And then he goes and he preaches this message. No? 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be destroyed. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast. All of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. And when God saw their actions, they turned from their evil way. He repented of the evil that he had threatened to do them and did not carry it out. They repented. They came into contact with the Lord and their understanding of what we're doing is not pleasing to God and it's destroying us. That's what sin does. When we turn away from God and decide to live for ourselves in sinfulness, it's not God who destroys us. We destroy ourselves, and God doesn't want that. It's like you as parents. You know, when you correct your child, you see that they're going to do something wrong, and you tell, no, I will... You're going to get punished if you do that. Oh, and they don't want to get punished, so they don't do what they were going to do. Right? It's called good parenting, disciplining your children on time so that they learn to do what's right and good. Well, that's how God is. God is a father who disciplines his children. He sent him to give this message, hey, if you keep going that way, you're going to be destroyed. Because what does he want? Does he want to destroy them? No. He wants them to repent from their evil way and come back to him. Just like he wants of you and me, just like he wanted from Jonah and the Ninevites. And he wants from all his children, because we all stray, because we're all sinners. One way or another, we've said no to God somehow. And he wants us to come away from that and back to him. You know? That's why he chastises us. Not because he wants to harm us and hurt us, but because he wants us to repent and live according to his will. To stop going away from him and come back to him. The psalm said, good and upright is the Lord. Thus, he shows sinners the way. He shows me the way. He shows us the way. He doesn't leave us in our sinfulness. He doesn't want us to die in it. No, he wants us to come home to him. And so, this repentance brings us back to God, because God is a loving and merciful Father who sees our actions turning away from evil and doesn't chastise us and do what he should carry out, which is give us the punishment we deserve, but rather redeems us and gives us his mercy and his love. And so this tells us who God is, a Father who loves you and wants the best for you. No matter how long you turn away from him, he will keep warning you, hey, you're going down the wrong path. It's not good for you. You're killing yourself. No, that's not the way. You're going to go over the cliff. You're destroying yourself. And when we turn back to him, he's the first one ready to embrace, like the prodigal son and all the stories in the gospel, that Jesus tells. God is a father who loves us and wants us to come back to him. But that's not all. Then there's this interesting reading of St. Paul from the Corinthians, to the Corinthians. starts out with this phrase. I tell you, brothers and sisters, time is running out. And then he goes on to all this, if you have a wife, live it. If you didn't. If you're weeping, don't. What's he trying to say in this phrase? It all comes down to the first and last sentence. Time's running out. The world in its present form is passing away. In other words, everything in between is, don't just live with a horizontal view of things. Don't live thinking you'll make yourself happy just by the passing pleasures of this world. Don't let the horizontalness of your life make you forget the verticality of your life, that you're here for a reason and headed somewhere for all eternity. And so, keep your eyes fixed on the goal. Don't lose sight of the reason you're here. Don't allow the passing pleasures of the world to fill you so much that you forget about your God and go down that path of doing what is wrong and evil in his eyes. Live in the moment, aware of this reality. Time is running out. Whether it's for the end of time, God only knows when that'll be. Could be thousands of years from now. But the fact is, your end is going to be a lot sooner than that. And so, don't forget. Don't live just on a horizontal plane. Don't forget who your God is, a Father who loves you and wants you to come home to him. So, never hesitate. If you've done something you shouldn't have, he's waiting for you to just come back and say, sorry, here I am. Help me. And then we got Jesus in his gospel, basically telling us the same thing. Basically, the message of Jesus is the one that God gave Jonah to give to the Ninevites. Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God, and these were his words. This is the time of fulfillment. Paul said the time's running out. Jesus said, this is the time. Right now, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent and believe in the gospel. Same thing for the Ninevites, same thing for Jonah, same thing for you, same thing for me. Come away from evil to do good, to live for God, in order to achieve the goal that he has for all of us. What is it? Eternal happiness. That's what he wants for you. Don't live for your money or your possessions or your passing pleasures. No. Enjoy life down here below for as long as you can, for as long as it lasts. But for the glory of God, doing things to honor him. And thus you will truly enjoy life here and arrive to enjoy it forever with him in heaven. But it doesn't end there. We have God who's a father, who wants his children to come away from evil, back to good, live for him, and rejoice with him forever. Great. Done and over? No. Now, then comes the call. This is my message. This is who I am. This is what I want for my people. This is what I want for all people on this earth. To be brothers and sisters in the Lord, to come home to the Father. And so, I'm going to call you to share this message with others. And that's why right after Jesus gives this message, he starts calling his first apostles. Peter and Andrew, James and John. And what do? They leave their horizontal life they were living. Leave the nets, leave their father and the hired men, leave their boats, because there's something more important than just catching fish to eat. I will make you fishers of men. I want you to share my message of love with the world. I want you to share this message that the Father does not want you to die and go to hell. He wants you to live, to repent, to come back to him, and to be happy forever. That there's a Father in heaven who loves you and wants you home. And so, he calls Peter and Andrew, James and John, you and me, and every member of his body in the church to share this message of his with the world. You are called. You have a vocation as a son and daughter of God, as a Christian man or woman, to share the message of God's love and mercy with the world. It says here, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do them and did not carry it out until, now this is my ad-libbing and adding on here to the scriptures, he did not carry it out until he sent his only Son into the world to take the pain of all those sins of all people upon himself, die on the cross and receive the punishment that God said he would deal out to them, so that they could come home to him and be saved. The gospel of the Lord. Okay? Well, that's my addition. Right? You see, this is who God is. A father who patiently waits for his children to come home. A father who loves you so much that even if you persist in wanting to live your life your way rather than his, in sin rather than in grace, he doesn't say, I'm going to destroy you because I can't stand the way you're living. No. He says, you're killing yourself. You're going the wrong way. And if you keep going that way, like the Ninevites or anybody else, you will be lost. But if you come back to me, if you find in me your Father who loves you, if you repent of those evil ways, then I will not only not carry out the punishment you deserve, but take it upon myself to save you and give you my mercy, my love, because you're my child and I love you and I want you home with me. That's who God is. He's not a tyrant who wants to punish us. He's a father who wants us to live with him happily forever. No? So ask God to give us the grace to understand that, so that we too, like Jonah, like the Ninevites, no, like the ones Jesus calls here in the gospel, can leave our horizontal way of living, to live a vertical reality, that this is why we're here, to come away from our sin, repenting of it, and live for him, for the good of others. Now, these readings are on the third Sunday of ordinary time. It's not Advent or Lent. It's not Christmas season or Easter season. It's not one of the big feast days like the Mother of God or Our Lady of Guadalupe or these feasts where we celebrate. And no, it's ordinary time in which God, in our ordinary everyday lives, wants us to always put him first, come away from evil, and live doing what is right and good. Because he's a father who loves us and wants the best for us. So ask God to give us the grace to understand that, so that each one of us can look and say, Lord, what do I need to repent from? What is it that's keeping me from you? What is it I need to turn away from in order to lift my eyes up to you and come home, so that I can live on this life glorifying you and loving my brothers and sisters and doing good? And then how can I answer your call to share this message of your divine love and mercy with my family, with my spouse, with my brothers and sisters, with my neighbors, with my friends, with my enemies, and with the whole world? Because the reality is, God wants all his children to come home, and he's called you to share his love with them. What can we respond? Hopefully, Peter and Andrew, James and John will be our example. And they left everything and followed him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.